Wakey, wakey it is, your Wednesday, Simo and Jordan. 5 minutes past six, and, I mean, we are well on our way into the show, and, I mean, we can talk about the weekend, right? This is when you start saying the dreaded word.
What's the dreaded word?
Hump day.
Oh, hump day. I was going to say.
Oh,
I was going to say, I talk about looking forward to the weekend on Monday. Yeah. I don't have to wait till Wednesday for that. I even talk about it on Sunday night.
Exactly. Already looking at that. Just the ever the optimist,
yeah,
Jordan.
Exactly. Be we optimistic.
We got Jonas Blue in the mix, some Ariana Grande, Ava Max as well. This morning, we have Omar Idol back as per usual. What else is on our plate, Jordan?
I am very much looking forward to playing my favourite game.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a slow news day or not?
All right.
Hint, probably is.
Calm down. Taylor Swift encouraging you to calm down on 97.7 Snow FM. It is Simo and Jordan, just about to go 20 past 6.
Maybe she should be encouraging you to take some kind of sore throat lolly.
Yeah, the words are coming well for me this morning. Jordan, what do you got?
We'll get there eventually. Hey, Simo, one of my favourite games that we play on the show is it a slow news day or not?
Okay. Typically when this game comes up, it normally is.
Yeah, we don't tend to do it on a busy news day.
Alrighty, what do you got? I'm looking forward to this, actually.
Alright, so this is the headline, Simo.
Mm-hmm.
Mum left stunned after cracking open 14 double-yolked eggs in a row.
Oh, mate, she is wild.
I know, she's crazy.
Mum's lost it.
She's done, like, a full interview about it. So I cracked one egg, which was normal. Then I cracked another one and went, oh my god, it's a double-yolker. And then I said to my son, that's really unusual. Then we cracked the next one and it was the same, and the next one and it was the same, and the next one, and it just went on and on and on and on.
That is actually, I love that.
I know. I mean, it's an amazing thing. It's something, it's definitely worth mentioning to your friends down the pub.
Everyone always knew that their mum was mental, but finally there's evidence for that kid. Mum's off the rails.
Well, I mean, 14, what's she going to do with now 14 double yolked eggs that
Who
have
knows?
Been cracked?
Could be a...
To make the world's biggest omelette.
Egg souffle or something.
Egg souffle or some a dish that you need...
Some massive cake.
I know, or some dish that you need 28 yolks for. And only 14 eggs.
What else have you got? Is that the one?
That's the one. So, Simo, do you think that it was a slow news day if that's the article?
Nah, mate, that's breaking news. Speaking of breaking...
Is it too late to get it in the 6:30 bulletin, you reckon?
Breaking yolks. Break up with your girlfriend. Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho, two of the best things going around. And speaking of two of the best things going around, Simo and Jordan for Snow FM Breakfast.
Oh, you're making me blush.
As you should. It is 27 minutes past six.
Hey, Simo, we talked a little bit earlier about the Storming Area 51 Facebook group.
I've actually joined.
Have you joined?
Yep, September 20, mate.
Interesting, so you'll be flying over.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll just be the Jordan show that day.
Big time.
Well, there has been an update in the whole story. But before we get to that, Simo, have a guess how many people are confirmed as going to this event.
I think last time I checked, it was 750,000.
Look, you're a bit off.
Okay.
1.3 million. Guess how many people are interested.
Oh, it'd be double that then. 2 million?
Okay, you've guessed over, which kind of makes this less good. Just 1.1.
Okay, right. Yeah, well, 1.1 million, that's pretty decent.
I mean, it's not bad,
I've gone a bit hard.
Yeah, but when you guess 2 million, it kind of takes the gloss off it a little bit.
So wait, what would the total be if everyone interested was going?
What's the math on that? 2.4 million.
Mm. I reckon there'd be half a chance of potentially getting in there.
I don't.
No?
No.
You reckon they'd still lay waste to 2.4 million humans?
Look, it's whoever's in charge that day, they're going to have a very tough decision. I'm not going to lie.
It's just this.
You know,
you reckon there's one security guard there is like, nah, this isn't going to happen. Or like they're all looking at their...
I mean, I'm not an Area 51 expert, but I'm guessing they have more than just one security guard.
No, there's one on rotation. He's like, everyone's looking at the roster to see who has September 20.
Oh, look, imagine the security guard's calling in that day. Oh, yeah. I've got a cold. Sorry, boss, can't make it to work.
Can't come in.
Whoops, sorry about that.
What a surprise, surprise. It's everyone knows because it's September 20. AJR, 100 Bad Days this morning on 97.7 Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out 20 to 9.
Hey, Simo, did you know the band AJR, they're all brothers?
Really?
No, and one's called Adam, the other's called Jack, and the other's called Ryan. Would you like to have a guess why they're called AJR?
It's probably an acronym of some kind.
Think about it. Adam, Jack, Ryan. AJR.
Are they the names of these kids that decided to take a road trip?
No, we don't know what the names of those kids were, but that's just the end of my Googling. I'll just put my phone over there.
Yeah, nice work.
Someone's been on the Wikipedia during that song.
Yeah.
No, so this happened in Queensland. Four kids stole a car and drove 900 kilometres to Grafton.
Okay, so why did they do that?
Just because they wanted to go for a drive. No, they picked up, they got some fishing rods and some money. They just wanted to go for a fish. As you do.
And where were they? Where did they drive from exactly?
They drive from a town called Gracemere in Queensland. Drove all the way down to Grafton. They allegedly stole some petrol at a service station in the town. Is there a town called Banana?
Yeah.
It'll be in Queensland, won't it?
I'm just setting the scene here. So kids, how old? From 10 to 14?
10 to 14, yeah.
And then there's four of them?
There's four of them.
They're so pleased about the situation.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think they're a bit too young for Shannon. It was actually white in the pictures.
Yeah, what
black.
Were they driving?
A big four-wheel drive.
Nice.
There you go. So it says they had to share the driving. So, you know, that's responsible. You know, they're not getting tired, I guess.
So do they have to face up to, you know, the mistakes that they've made and the fuzz? Because, I mean, they're 10 and 14. That's probably what they call them.
Look, I don't know what's going to be more scary, the police or their parents. My money's on the parents.
What excuse would you use at that age?
Oh, my hammy went. So I couldn't walk the whole way.
No excuses right now. Megan Trainor, the hamstrings. What you sipping on? It is Snow FM at breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Just a little subtle insult there for Post Malone, Simo.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a weird dude. He's Young Thug featuring on that one as well. So if you put Young Thug and Post Malone together, you get Trouble and Goodbyes.
I like how you said he's a weird dude, and then there wasn't even like a split second he started talking about the other artists. You kind of realise you crossed the line and go, oh, better change the subject. That was so quick. Like, I mean, Usain Bolt would be jealous of how quick that was.
I mean, Post Malone, he could probably snap me like a twig. He's a big dude.
Is there any? Oh, so you've called him weird and now fat?
Yes.
Post Malone?
Bring it.
Okay, well, whoa.
I'll take him.
This is going to be very interesting.
I'll see you at Area 51.
Well, speaking of Area 51, there is a big Facebook plan to storm Area 51. It's got, I think, 2 million people kind of interested or going to it.
2 million and two, Simo and Post Malone.
Oh, let's face it, there's so many people. There's probably 2 million and three now.
He'll be there.
But the US Air Force have released a statement. I think they're...
Kind what did they say?
Missing the joke. So they said an Area 51 spokeswoman said Area 51 is an open training range for the US Air Force and we discourage anyone from trying to come within the area where we train American armed forces. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. It goes on a bit. It is quite boring. I haven't read it all. But essentially they're saying, look, don't come and we are, quote, ready to protect America and its assets.
Oh, nah, see... Yeah, America protecting its assets, you got to be a little bit worried.
Yeah.
At first when she was like, we discourage you from trying, I was like, fair, you know, it's probably
we discourage,
that
we could still do it.
And then when this says, then it changes up and it's like, we will do anything to protect our assets, you know that things have got real.
You know, discourage just means, I wouldn't, but you can if you want. Like I discourage you for going for a swim, I'm still probably going to do it.
And did you mention also that now people are... going to storm a whole bunch of other stuff?
Yes, there is a similar to what happens in these situations, there is a craze, there is a list of people, and they've come up with a list of other places they're going to storm, saying, quote, they can't stop all of us.
Yeah, hashtag trending life. People just love their logos and their brands. So what else are they storming under the same mantra?
There's a couple of very good ones. 40,000 people want to storm the Bermuda Triangle.
I don't even know where Bermuda is. I assume it's in Bermuda.
Yes, it's a Bermuda Triangle saying it can't swallow all of us after famously planes crash everywhere.
Yeah, right.
After the debacle at the Cricket World Cup, the storm Lord's Cricket Ground and give the Cricket World Cup to New Zealand. They can't stop all of us. people want to storm NASA. That one probably going to be a bit easier for the NASA security guards. Only six people are going to do that.
Six?
So it's going to do... But my favourite one...
Depends who the six people are. I mean, if the six people are The Rock, Usain Bolt... And, like, the rest just chucking a few Avengers.
Look, I'm not an expert on NASA, but I'm pretty sure they've got more than six security guards.
Okay, fair.
But my favourite one
has
to be this one in Canada, and it is so Canadian.
Alrighty.
It's such a nice way of protesting.
All right, what do you got?
Storm Toronto Town Hall with loud vehicles.
They can't stop all of us.
Exactly.
Snow FM at breakfast.
And SMO, I want to get your thoughts on this. Was I in the right or was I in the wrong?
More than likely, Jordan, you're probably in the wrong. But I'm willing to hear you out.
Yeah, look, that's not the best start from my perspective. Well, I was having a chat to my housemate about this last night.
Okay.
And she reckoned that I was in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I've talked to other people who reckon that I'm in the right.
Okay, so there is these mysterious people that think you're in the right.
So essentially all this boils down to, essentially is an argument over 15 cents.
Okay.
I'll tell you the story. I was about 6 months ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing my shopping at the local supermarket back when I lived in Sydney.
Okay.
Put all of my stuff on the conveyor belt and then the plastic bag, because you have to bring your own.
Yep.
Put that on top. Just standing there in line, just texting on my phone, kind of, you know, the person in front's getting served.
The phone is enter danger, because as soon as a phone is involved and your focus is away from what you're doing, I can sense there's trouble brewing.
Well, the trouble actually had nothing to do with the phone. So the person in front got their shopping, paid, moved
on. Okay, yeah.
Now it's my turn. The lady turns, grabs my bag, scans it on the thing, and then puts it in there where they pack the shopping.
Oh!
And I said to her, no, sorry, no, I didn't just buy that bag now, that's mine. And she says, oh no, they're 15 cents. I'm like, yes, I know. And when I bought it, I paid the 15 cents.
Oh.
But you bring it back, and then you don't have to pay. Nice music. And then you don't have to pay. And she said, no, 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 all bags are 15 cents. I'm like, yes, I know, but I'm not buying it now. I bought it last time, and now it's... Anyway, but at this point, her manager just happens to be walking past and thinks I'm having a go at her for charging her 15 cents. Because when this plastic bag ban came in, that was apparently a big thing. People were complaining about paying 15 cents.
Yeah.
Turns to me and goes, sorry, sir, no, they're 15 cents. Please refrain from doing anything, otherwise we'll kick you out, or we'll call the police. Apparently, she said we called the police last week. I mean, I think that's BS, but anyway. So I just had to cop it. So I just had to cop paying an extra 15 cents.
Serves you right. Right.
Hang on, so do you reckon, right or wrong, what would have you done in that situation?
Mate, it seems like...
Would you just played a... Would you have just got your phone out, started playing Eye of the Tiger?
It got more hectic there with the Eye of the Tiger, but...
All right, was I in the right or was I in the wrong?
Jeez, I think you've been stitched up there. Like, I just think you just were not wise enough to deal with the situation at its core.
What
like,
do you mean?
At the moment, like, you should have been quicker on her scanning that bag.
Well, I was. As soon as she scanned it, I said, oh, no, sorry. No.
I'm saying before she scanned it, like as soon as that bag has been picked up.
So what should I say? That is my own bag.
No, you should have just spear-tackled her. NOTD and Bo Miller together on that one. I Want to Know on Snow FM Breakfast. Just gone 22 minutes past 7.
And something, Simo, I want to know is why extreme knitting is not a sport.
The fact that it's even a thing is brilliant. So I've got the first paragraph of this article here.
Please.
Armed with needles and a yarn of wool, teams of avid knitters, they danced and knitted to deafening sounds of drums beating and guitars slashing at the first ever heavy metal knitting world championship in Eastern Finland. With stage names such as Wolf Fumes, Bunny Bandit, and Ninth Needles, the participants just shared a simple goal: to showcase their knitting skills while dancing to heavy metal music in the most outlandish way possible.
I reckon this is a TV show. Channel 9, if you're listening, get on board this. I'm thinking heavy metal music, but take it up a notch. We want fireworks. We want machine guns. We want motorbikes going round and round in circles. And then just in the middle, just Doris on a table, just knitting a scarf.
Well, the woman they've got a quote from, she's got a great knitting name, Heather.
Oh, that is a good one.
Heather says, it's ridiculous, but it's so much fun. When I was when I saw there was a combination of heavy metal and knitting, I thought, well, that's my niche.
I like Heather. It is a very good knitting name, yes. Not so much a very good Finnish name.
No.
Admittedly, I'm an expert on Finland, but I'm not sure there's a heck of a lot of Heathers.
Well, Heather's probably travelled because there was over, like, 200 people watching performances.
International.
So yeah.
Do we have any Aussie knitters there?
I don't know, but maybe there's the future opportunity there.
There you go. Get that in the Olympics. Seriously, I think Tokyo's the next Olympics. It's not too late.
But couldn't you just imagine, what about the supporters? Like, if you got supporters there and Heather's knitting a scarf and there's, like, heavy music happening in the background, it's like, Heather, knit the scarf faster!
Have you ever seen our, like, professional darts? Like, you know, people's right. It's literally this bloke throwing a dart as you would in a pub, and then there's about 10,000 completely drunk men cheering and laughing. That is what I want to happen for knitting. I just want to have Doris there knitting, and then 10,000 fat, obese, drunk blokes just going crazy.
Probably sponsored by some kind of whiskey. Snow FM Breakfast and 7:45. What do we got on our plates right now, Jordan?
So I got Omar Idol on the way very, very soon, but Simo... been talking about aeroplanes this morning.
Yeah, actually, I do want your opinion on this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's polarizing.
All right.
How do you normally deal with feet? Do they freak you out? Are you someone that...
Does this have anything to do with aeroplanes?
Or it does.
Okay. Feet, I mean, they're a very important part of the body, I'm sure. I've got two of them, as do you.
And they'll walk you right onto a plane so that you can check the in-flight entertainment with them.
Take a look at this. A passenger on a plane captured using his feet, his toes, to swipe through the in-flight entertainment.
So I'll paint a picture for you, Jordan. What he's got there, he's got his screen in front of him on the wall. Mm-hmm. He must be on the very far front seat.
Oh, I love those seats.
And he's got his toes out for the boys, and he is swiping left and right.
So he's taking his shoes and socks off.
Correct.
I mean, that's disgusting on planes at the best of times,
mm-hmm.
Let alone, you know, when you're doing the touch screen.
Okay, right.
To be honest, I'm just surprised the touch screen on an aeroplane worked. Like, so many times I've gone on an aeroplane, tried to use a touchscreen, thought, bugger, this not working. Just got the little remote out of the armrest and started doing that.
Very dexterous toes. But so what about in general then? So you are down the pathway of as soon as the socks and shoes come off, you're a no-go zone. So
no, not necessarily.
Well, trains?
It depends where. Train, yeah, when in transport, keep your shoes on.
Okay.
If you're down at the beach, go nuts, take them off.
Okay.
If you want to go up in the mountains, take your shoes and socks off. I mean, look, I probably won't. It's very cold, but if you want to, go crazy.
So it all depends on the kind of public space it is. Cinemas? Yeah.
Cinemas, oh, it's dark, so what you can't see doesn't hurt you, provided they don't smell.
End quote, Jordan, what you can't see can't hurt you. Lady Gaga, or Lady Gaga, as some prefer. It is Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
I like Lady Gaga. I'm going to start calling her that.
Big fan.
It is time for Omar Idol. Simo, unfortunately, your Omar can't be with us this week. She's treating the dogs, taking them to the vet. So what we've done, we've given Omar Idol a Japanese twist. I've gone and found a very popular song, translated into Japanese via Google Translate and back into English. And the lyrics are...
So you translated it from English into Japanese.
Yes, and then back into English.
Back.
The lyrics are sort of the same. There are a couple of oddities.
So if you can guess what these lyrics are, call 64572977. It is Omar Idol. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Score yourself a jackpotted voucher this morning as well.
And the lyrics are, hello from the opposite side. I must have called you 1,000 times. I'm sorry for everything I did, but when I call, seems to be no one at home.
Oh, good one.
Simo, you're the singer of the duo.
Oh, yeah,
would you
I
like
know.
To give us your rendition of that song?
Jeez, what font have you gone for here, Jordan? It's in size, what, 8? Size 8.
Look, solid size 7.
Is that a nice aerial black? What
I'm
is that?
I'm saving ink. Stop right. complaining.
Here it is, Omar Idol. If you know these lyrics, call 64572977. And it is translated from English to Japanese and back.
Yes.
Hello from the opposite side. We've got a caller. Jordan, what do you reckon?
I do. You've literally done one bar of one lyric of it.
That's just how good I am.
And I had to go through the whole thing.
Sucker.
You've done one line and someone already knows it.
Good morning to our first caller through.
Hello.
Who have we got there?
Zara.
Morning, Zara. Do you know the lyrics that are being sung this morning, perchance?
Is it Hello by Adele?
Yeah, Jordan, well done. That's
I think she might have got it.
Yeah, give her a clap.
Well done, Zara.
Zara.
Zara, are you on school holidays at the moment?
Yes.
How long did you sleep in till on your first day of school holidays?
Maybe about 8 o'clock.
Only 8. Oh, when I was in school holidays, I slept until like 8 o'clock p.m.
Well, hello from the opposite side or the other side, whichever lyric you prefer. You've got yourself a Mountain Munchies jackpotted voucher, Zara. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.